Good evening. We're beginning the, this is public participation that will begin at 8:22 p.m. today, the 22nd of January, 2016. This is a public participation only to address any of the issues regarding the Smalley School. This is a special meeting of the council. Do we have anyone signed up at this point? If we don't, then we will go to the audience. Would please step up and be sure of several things. One is to please give your name and address, as well as we have a three-minute time limit. We'll try to stay close to that. Thank you. This is strictly on Smalley, the Smalley School issues. Okay.
Yes. My name is Joe DeGenti, Martin Luther King Drive. I come up for one reason. We have Smalley School, which is in our neighborhood. We have no opportunity for our kids after 3 o'clock, no opportunity for the parents after 3 o'clock to get involved with their kids except at the park, and which a lot of them do not want to go to the park. Now, I looked at the diagram of what they had over here at Smalley School, and I see where they moved. I am from the NRZ. I am housing chairman of the area of Smalley School, Northern Oak. And then as an NRZ, we are looking for a community room where the community can meet with each other to get to know who's living in your neighborhood. And as I looked at the diagram over there, I see where they have the auditorium. We used the school a couple times for an NRZ meeting. We had people come. They liked it. They thought it was fantastic. Now, in order to get the people together, I see on the corner where the auditorium is going to be that if they could put something that we could use into the auditorium where we could have our NRZ meetings to be held once a month. A couple times we had a basketball thing down there. The fathers brought their kids playing basketball. That worked out very good. Now what we need is something to get like a community room. And if this project goes through, I would like to see a community room for the NRZ to have and for people to come and, you know, get to know each other, have dinners and stuff down there, have something at night for the kids, for basketball. When I went to school, when Gaffney School was just built. I was the first year I went to Gaffney School when it opened up. We had a janitor that let us in, and we used the auditorium to play basketball at night. Nowadays, schools don't do that. You're out. You're out in the street. This is our problems with our neighborhood. If in this location, we can make a little square, cut it off from the rest of the school, and just have it for the NRZs and the organizations in the neighborhood to use. And this will be after 5 o'clock at night, not during school time. And that's all I want to say on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to speak before the council on this special meeting? Again, this is for the Smalley School project.
This time, instead of answering questions, I really just want to say thank you in anticipation of a unanimous vote here tonight.
Could you please just
Sharon Boyd-Savedra, 125 Kenwood Drive, a member of the Board of Education. But I do want to make this just a thank you to the City Council. Certainly, we can improve on communications, but I do believe that we have made major steps forward already. And I will say that it feels good to have partners, to have people who want to support the education system and our students and want to do right by our kids. The Smalley Project is very personal to me, as it is for so many folks, because it is a school that services the poorest of our poorest children. And when we ask a lot of our kids about how they can see themselves beyond their own front door, how they can envision a life beyond the neighborhood that they live in, how they come to school and we want them to behave a certain way, the environment has to be conducive to our expectations. And just because children are poor, we do not have to provide them with a poor environment. So this project is so meaningful in very, very many ways, educationally, but also from a moral and ethical standpoint of giving children what they deserve, and for kids and parents to feel pride and really good about themselves when they walk through a school. And we shouldn't have a school in New Britain that costs $60 million and is the Taj Mahal, and some kids get to walk through a door like that, and other kids get to walk through a door with peeling tiles and leaky ceilings. There's an equity at stake here, and there's a generation of kids who come to our public schools that should feel just the same pride in our schools as the kids who go to other schools feel. So I just want to thank you on behalf of the children of Smalley, again, because I anticipate this would be a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak from the public? Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this particular issue for the public? Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the Smalley School project as public participation? Seeing none then, we will consider this public participation section closed, and we will begin our regular meeting, our special meeting shortly. So. And that was at 8:28 p.m.
All right, we're going to roll right into things and open up the special meeting of the Common Council of June 22nd. The time is 8:29 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderpersons Giantonio.
Present.
Smedley.
Present.
Carlozzi.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Present.
Davis.
Here.
Hargraves.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Polkowski.
Present.
Rosado.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Sanders.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, Mayor's warrant to the Clerk of the
Your
City
Honor.
Of New Britain.
Alderman Giantonio.
Make a motion to waive the reading of the warrant.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. All those in favor of waiving the reading of the warrant signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
Mr. Clerk, we love you, but not
Thank
that
you.
Much. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item number one.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosado.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is the report out of the standing body bonding subcommittee meeting that we just had. It was referred back with a favorable recommendation. I urge acceptance.
Thank you very much. Any discussion on the motion to accept the report? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number two, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item number two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Item number two is the actual acting upon the resolution regarding the $53 million appropriation for Smalley School. We have spent the last 2 hours talking about it. It's a great project, and I can't wait until it's done. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the resolution? Mr. Clerk?
Alderpersons Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
100% yes.
Thank you. Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Your Honor.
Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Polkowski. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:31 p.m. We will start public